You're listening to Full Circle Weekly News. News items are compiled by Arnfried Walbrecht and delivered by me, your host, Leo Chavez. This episode covers the 1st to the 14th of April, 2019. Arch Linux 2019.04.01 released. This release ships with Linux kernel 5.0.5, which brings better support for AMD GPUs, swap files in ButterFS, and file system encryption on low-power devices. It is intended for new installations only. Systems with Arch already installed can use Pacman to update. MX Linux 18.2 is here. This is a refresh of its earlier MX 18 release and is based on Debian Stretch version 9.8. Its MX installer now has configurable encryption cipher options. It is intended for new installations only. The developers note that existing users do not need to reinstall. All bug fixes and additions will come through the regular update channel. The Fedora project recently released Fedora 30 Beta. It ships with GNOME 3.32. It also adds DeepinDE and Pantheon to its desktop environment lineup and will offer a Flickr-free boot. GNOME 3.32 gets first point release. Michael Cotanzaro, on behalf of the GNOME release team, says GNOME 3.32.1 is now available. This is a stable release containing 4 weeks worth of bug fixes since the 3.32.0 release. Since it only contains bug fixes, all distributions shipping 3.32.0 should upgrade. It is recommended to update through the official repository of your distro. 3.32.2 is expected on May 8th. Red Hat and Fedora are working on ARM-based Linux laptops. The ARCH64 laptop project originally allowed users to run Ubuntu on Snapdragon-powered laptops. Now, Red Hat is working with Fedora to do the same. The initial focus will be Lenovo laptops running the Snapdragon 850. Ubuntu Mate 19.04 and 18.04.2 are now available for GPD Pocket. Updates include track scrolling by using the right point button and screen rotation support on both Xorg and Wayland. Spurv project lets you run Android apps on desktop Linux. Comparable to projects like BlueStacks, Spurv will allow Linux to run Android apps. The HW Composer feature will render Android apps in a window alongside Linux apps. This all relies on the Wayland display server. Privacy IDEA 3.0 released. It will now run on both Python 3 and 2.7 with the same code. The database schema has changed to allow greater token flexibility in the future. And the new push token feature will now send a push notification to a smartphone regarding logins. A user can simply tap the notification to confirm. This has been another episode of Full Circle Weekly News. For more news and ramblings, find me at leochavez.org, follow me on Twitter at leochavez, or listen to me and my fellow co-hosts on Mintcast. And I'll see you next week.